a weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this Thursday, sunny skies, upper 50s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, upper 20s, we'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, again, upper 50s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the lower 40s. As we head into Saturday, sunny and breezy, upper 60s, and Saturday night, mostly clear. Right now, it's 37.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, good Thursday. The Kansas Health Department's top administrator says health officials are monitoring up to a dozen people a day for the possibility that they have the new coronavirus. Secretary Lee Norman also said yesterday that the Department of Health and Environment now can do its own testing. Norman had a news conference with Governor Laura Kelly a day after the department launched an online resource center to disseminate information about coronavirus. A legislative committee also approved an increase yesterday in state aid to local health departments. A Wichita man who admitted to creating a nonprofit, depositing fake checks, and then withdrawing $2,000 in real money has been sentenced to 15 months in federal prison. Wichita Eagle reports that 29-year-old Nyron Bowen also was ordered this week to pay restitution. He previously pleaded guilty to bank fraud. In his guilty plea, Bowen admitted to depositing the forged checks, then withdrawing cash from an ATM. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Eck Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Eck. Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyEckFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Eck Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Joe Biden bringing his presidential campaign to Kansas City this weekend. The former vice president is scheduled to attend a Get Out the Vote event at the National World War I Museum and Memorial, doors opening at 4:15 Saturday afternoon. Hutchinson Post reports that Senator Bernie Sanders will also be in Kansas City. His trip on Monday at Harvest Bank Theater at the Midland. Doors there open at 11:30 Monday morning, with the event starting at 1 o'clock. Biden currently the leading contender for the Democratic nomination for president after wins in South Carolina and across Democrats' Super Tuesday presidential primary map. Ag producers in Kansas feeling the impact of the coronavirus. The beef market taking the biggest hit, with demand and commodity prices declining. One producer said it's not the fear of the virus itself, but the impact that it could have on the economy. Kansas weather expected to hold through Sunday, when we could see rain showers. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network News.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation, be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets. You'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Thursday. Police say the death of a person whose body was spotted in a North Platte retention pond is being investigated as a homicide. The female body was found Tuesday morning. The Lincoln County dive team pulled the body from the pond and an autopsy was performed. Results aren't expected until next week. Police have been unable to identify the body. Two more Americans who were exposed to the coronavirus on a cruise ship have been released from quarantine at an Omaha hospital. The University of Nebraska Medical Center said yesterday that two more patients have been cleared to leave quarantine by testing negative. Five other people left quarantine at the Omaha hospital earlier this week. Eight more people who were evacuated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan earlier this month remain at the Omaha hospital. All of those patients must test negative three times, 24 hours apart, before they can be released. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Gage County authorities Tuesday evening responded to a report of a physical disturbance in Barnston with a report of a handgun shot that had struck a female. Gage County Sheriff's Office, as well as Wymore and Beatrice Police, secured the area in the 100 block of 2nd Street and determined that no physical altercation had happened and the handgun shot did not strike anyone. An unidentified male subject was taken into protective custody. The Pony Express Museum in Marysville continues their lecture series this Sunday afternoon as Bob Smith, director of the Fort Riley Museum Complex, will discuss Bleeding Kansas and the prelude of a civil war.
The overview of my lecture is on Bleeding Kansas, and this lecture is actually a distillation of a class that I just completed in Manhattan, Kansas, for the KSU-KU Osher program. It is my belief as a historian that the Civil War did not begin in South Carolina in April of 1861 with the bombardment of Fort Sumter, but rather that there was a low-intensity, asymmetrical war going on here in Kansas as Kansans were attempting to enter the Union.
Marysville has significant ties to the conflict as Palmetto was established by South Carolina sympathizers.
Even though Marysville was sort of on the fringe of the action, there is a case where pro-slavery Missourians, 35 of them, actually left Atchison, Kansas in 1856 and decided to settle in the Marysville area. Interestingly enough, that settlement was Palmetto, and that was located on the north side of Marysville. So the interesting thing you have is that you have the northern faction, those that were anti-slave and some abolitionists, on the south side of what we know as downtown Marysville, with the pro-slavery folks occupying Palmetto, which was the north side of Marysville. So it's just kind of a historical irony that both north and south went faced off from different points of the compass.
Kansas' impact on the nation as a whole had significance and will be discussed.
We did learn, and I, as a historian, did learn, all of the little intricacies that went into creating Kansas as a state. It had a very, if you want to put it in childbirth terms, it had a very difficult labor, but a smooth birth after the labor pain had diminished. And it's an interesting story, sort of a preview of the coming Civil War. There are a lot of interesting characters that are involved. James Lane, the Stringfellow brothers out of Weston, Missouri, Atchison, Senator Atchison from Missouri, to mention John Brown. And also, one of the things I want to stress that I found most interesting is that what happened here in Kansas in the 1850s had huge implications in Washington. As a little teaser, one of the actions here in Kansas, when it went up to Washington, D.C., to Congress, precipitated one of the largest fistfights in the history of Kansas on the House floor. Also, in the course of the lecture, I'm going to be talking about the origin of the Kansas University Jayhawk. It actually stems from the Bleeding Kansas period.
Again, Bob Smith will be the guest lecturer this Sunday. Program 2 p.m. at the Pony Express Museum in Marysville is open to the public. Mark Wass Wassenberg, age 58, of Marysville, passed away February 27th. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the Elm Creek Cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mark Wassenberg. Helene Sullivan, age 85, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8, at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Elaine Sullivan. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham, cheesy potatoes, Capri blend, a whole wheat roll, and pineapple. Tomorrow, egg salad, a whole wheat bread, a muffin, tomato soup, relishes, and applesauce. KNDY News, time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Michael Glowinski, principal of Good Shepherd Lutheran School in Marysville, a Kansas State-accredited school. In the 1800s, as the United States expanded westward, so did the need for education for its children. Answering this need was the Lutheran Church. Many of the new Lutheran communities built a school even before their barns and churches. From March 2nd through March 6th, Good Shepherd Lutheran School will be celebrating this history of education during Lutheran Schools Week. Events will include community service projects, special guests, fun theme days, and more. I invite you to join our celebration by taking a tour of Good Shepherd Lutheran School during our regular school hours. Meet our students who are the future of our nation. Happy Lutheran Schools Week, Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low-pressure system moving across the upper parts of the Midwest with a cold front extending into the central and east-central parts of the United States. It looks like this is bringing a little bit of some snow showers, rain, and snow across the upper parts of the Midwest. This low will continue to push off towards the east, but the main thing is going to be the winds with it. We're going to see gusty winds all across the central and upper parts of the Midwest and even into the Rockies as we head through the day, breezy into tonight. Otherwise, it looks like we're going to see dry weather, especially across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. Will continue to see dry weather, and an upper level ridge will bring us some warm temperatures as we head into the weekend. So looking at the forecast for this Thursday, sunny skies, upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 20s, with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, sunny skies, upper 50s, and for the weekend, we'll continue with sun, warmer temperatures. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early March, 52, record high on this date, 71 in 1991. The average low, 28. Record low is 4 degrees in 2015. Sunset this evening, 6:23. Sunrise in the morning at 6:52. Sunshine in 40 this morning. Winds are light, favoring the northwest. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 5th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A changing of the guard in Dallas and a barn burner in the Big East. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In the first ever meeting between rising superstars Zion Williamson and Luka Doncic, it was the reigning NBA Rookie of the Year who smashed another historic feat.
Doncic to his left, back to his right off Porzingis, who rolls, gets the pass to the rim for the dunk, and the triple-double for Luka.
On KESN, with that assist to Kristaps Porzingis, Doncic passed Jason Kidd for the most career triple-doubles in Mavericks franchise history with 22. As Dallas edged the New Orleans Pelicans, 127-123 in overtime. Williamson, playing his first career NBA back-to-back, scored 21 points for New Orleans. In South Beach, the Miami Heat stayed scorching hot.
Jimmy, high screen by Bam. Butler will go right side. Butler into the corner. Crowder for three. Got it to go. Crowder from downtown.
On WAXY, the Heat drained a franchise record 22 three-pointers as they topped the Orlando Magic 116-113. This is ABC Sports. Looking to take down a second top five team in less than a week, TCU became the latest team to have trouble closing out a game at Kansas's Fog Allen Fieldhouse.
Garrett plays it off to Moss, splits two defenders, dumps down to Doak, and he throws it down hard. And there it is, senior to senior.
On Learfield, IMG College, playing in his final home game, Kansas Udoka Ezebuki finished with a career-high 31 points and 14 boards to lead the number one Jayhawks past the Horned Frog 75-66 and clinch at least a share of the Big 12 regular season title. In the Big East, number 14 Villanova put number 8 Seton Hall's conference title hopes on hold for now.
13 on the shot clock. Gillespie kicks Moore, wide open three right wing. He's got it, a swish, a big shot in this game.
Who was guarding Moore? He was wide open on the right wing there.
On 610 ESPN, four Wildcats starters scored in double figures as they edged the Pirates 79-77. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Thursday night basketball tip-offs in sub-state semifinals. Class 3A, Marysville boys face host Hiawatha in the late game at 7:30. Maher Hill and Nemaha Central face off at 6. Class 2A girls, Valley Heights meets host Horton at 6, Jackson Heights and Jeff County North in the nightcap. Class 1A boys at Riley County in our feature game on FM 95.5. Washington County boys face Centralia at 7:30. In the early game, Little River plays Clifton Clyde. Class 1A boys at Marysville has St. John's Tipton squaring off with Gossel at 6, and Frankfort boys meet Valley Falls at 7:30.
Hello and good Thursday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sims, back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Briefly, let's recap how yesterday wrapped up as Wednesday corn was higher, as were the soybeans and the soy market and the cotton complex finishing mostly higher. The wheat market did close with a bit of red numbers yesterday with quite a bit of losses. Unlike Tuesday, a triple-digit gain stuck around for the livestock as live cattle futures finished $1.12 to $1.42 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed with triple-digit gains as well. 215 is high in the front months. The CME feeder cattle index was a quarter lower to 133.75. Wholesale box beef prices were mixed yesterday with the choice select spread widening back to 531. Choice boxes were 20 cents higher to 206.82, while select boxes were 159 lower per hundredweight. Hogs did rally through yesterday to finish mostly higher. Now looking at this morning's numbers for the ag commodities, we're seeing mixed to mostly lower numbers to start. Start with the grains as March corn drops 3.5 at 383.5. Maize down 3.75 at 381.25. The wheat complex mostly lower. March KC wheat at 446.25. May drops 0.75 at 452.5. Soybeans also slightly down. March beans down 2.25 at 896.5. May selling at 904 a bushel. That's down 3.25. March soybean meal down 120 at 304. However, the soy oil is up 29 points at 29.73. Cotton complex is up in the green as well. May's up 47 points at 63.45. Energy complex is mixed this morning before the opening bell. Crude oil is up 18 cents at 46.97 a barrel. Unleaded gas is fractionally lower at 155 a gallon. Heating oil drops a penny and natural gas is up a cent at 183. Gold and silver are in the green this morning, and the dollar index currently is down 33 points at 96.97. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue testified before the House Ag Committee and trade aid, a big topic of discussion. Mike Conaway, ranking member from Texas, called for another round of market facilitation program payments this year. He said the first and second MFP programs were as justified as they were critical to farmers and ranchers. He said he strongly believes that unless something gives soon, an announcement on MFP Part 3 will be vital to the survival of our producers. Conaway added that folks who are critical about the aid payments should talk to the secretary on how to go about improving the market facilitation program. House Ag Chair Colin Peterson of Minnesota fears that President Trump's recent tweet signaling the possibility of more aid means the trade agreements aren't going to pay off anytime soon. Peterson says if it weren't for the payments to farmers through the MFP, farm income would have been in the tank. He said he hopes the markets return to normal, but the president's comments don't give him confidence that they'll see tangible benefit from the new trade deal anytime soon. Perdue has repeatedly said he believes exports will grow and another round of trade aid won't be needed. Well, if the U.S. and U.K. were to strike a trade deal that does not include opening up the U.K. market to more U.S. farm goods, that would be a no-go in Congress. Senate Finance Committee Chair Chuck Grassley's comments in direct opposition to London's official negotiating objective that were made public on Monday. Those objectives include maintaining the UK's strict food safety and animal welfare standards. If it sounds familiar, it should. Agriculture has long been the biggest sticking point in a separate but stalled negotiation with the European Union. Trade officials are now aiming to establish a mini-deal by March 18th. That mini-agreement could contain some ag concessions from Brussels, but probably not likely won't kick the door open for U.S. meat products. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Over the farm and ranch land of eastern Colorado and western Nebraska, drones were flying. Lots of drones flying in formation at night and in day. This was in December and January. Who was responsible for those drones? More about that after this.
Orion here, and if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-18. Check out flora.com.
The reports began back in December. Drones with 6-foot wingspans flying in grid patterns over eastern Colorado and Nebraska. But so far, authorities have not verified their existence, and reports of sightings have dropped off. Sam Tabachnik is a reporter for the Denver Post and recently put up a story titled Space Potatoes, a Suspicious Van, and a Farcical Task Force. Behind the scenes of Colorado's mystery drone investigation. Sam joins me on the telephone. Sam, it appears that these drones have vanished about as quickly as they appeared.
Yeah, so it's been pretty quiet for the last several weeks. I think the height was really around Christmas time. We reported it first on December 23rd, I believe, and then for a couple of weeks after that, it was really kind of the height of the drone phenomenon. And really, since a little after New Year's, first week of January, we really haven't heard much. It's been pretty quiet.
There were well over 100 people in Colorado and Nebraska who called in to report that they had seen these drones. But in your article, you talk about people who believe that these sightings were not really sightings. So what is the alternative theory?
Well, the alternative theory, some people have thrown out that this could be a situation of mass hysteria. There are no confirmed reports. Department of Public Safety and Homeland Security here in Colorado, sent out planes to go check on them. They did some groundwork as well, and they could not confirm any of the reports. Some of them were anything from turned out to be satellites to planes to headlights of a car in one instance. So they have actually not really been able to confirm them. And I think that's what's led some people to maybe think that maybe they weren't there at all.
I suspect that there are some people out there in Colorado and Nebraska who aren't going to buy that alternative theory, that they know what they saw.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think what made it hard was it was dark. I went out there with a photographer as well at the beginning of January. And it is hard because, you look up and you think you see them. And, it is hard to tell what you're looking at.
More about the drone mystery tomorrow. Back after this.
Folks, it's bull sale time again here at Jensen Brothers. On Thursday, March the 5th at 1 p.m., after a good lunch, we'll be having our annual Polterford, Hereford, and Sim Angus bull sale. We will be selling 80 top-end, rugged, performance-tested bulls that have been DNA profiled to further enhance their EPDs. The bulls have been semen-tested. The bulls are going to be delivered for free. If you can't make it, tune into DV Auctions or contact myself, Kevin Jensen. Remember, March the 5th, Thursday, at the ranch, Cortland, Kansas.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, expecting upwards of 800 head of cattle for the sale today, including 10 crossbred bulls and heifers weighing 300 to 400 pounds, 25 black steers and heifers at 4 to 5, 40 black and charley steers and heifers 4 to 6, 155 black and red steers and heifers weigh 4 and a quarter to 675, 30 black heifers 5 to 6, 40 black steers 5 and a half to 650. 7 black steers and heifers, 5.5 to 650, 25 weighing in at 6 to 8, with 80 weighing 7 to 8, 36 black steers, 7 to 8 and a quarter, 50 mixed steers and heifers, 750 to 850, 30 black heifers, 8 to 8.5, 80 black and red steers, 8 to 950, 60 mixed yearling steers, 875 to 9, 60 red yearling steers, 875 to 890, and 60 mixed yearling steers weigh 9 to 9 and a quarter. Those early consignment listings for the sale today and every Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY. 40 this morning, a light northwest wind. Highs near 60 with sunshine again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Udoka Azubuki scored a career-high 31 points, leading top-ranked Kansas to a 75-66 victory over TCU, clinching at least a share of the Big 12 regular season title. Azubuki was 13 of 14 from the field and also had 14 rebounds and 5 blocks last night, just days after hurting his ankle in a win over Kansas State. Devin Dotson added 18 points and gave Coach Bill Self and about 16,000 fans a scare when he left briefly midway through the second with an injury. Desmond Bain had 24 points. Eric Dennis Jr. had 18 for the Horned Frogs. Cameron McGriff scored 14 points and had 5 rebounds to help lead Oklahoma State to a 69-63 victory over Kansas State last night. Cartier Diera was the leading scorer with 16 points. Up next, the Wildcats take on the Iowa State Cyclones Saturday, 3 o'clock tip-off in Manhattan. Mid-America Network Sports.
Be in Bramlage this Saturday as your K-State men's basketball team hosts Iowa State at 3 p.m. Arrive early as we recognize the senior class, including Xavier Sneed, McCole Mayween, and Pearson McAtee. Tickets start at less than $20 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get your tickets today. Don't miss the final home game of the season at 3 p.m. this Saturday as the Wildcats take on the Cyclones. Go Cats!
Thursday night basketball tip-offs in sub-state semifinals. Class 3A, Marysville boys face host Hiawatha in the late game at 7:30. Maher Hill and Nemaha Central face off at 6. Class 2A girls, Valley Heights meets host Horton at 6. Jackson Heights and Jeff County North in the nightcap. Class 1A boys at Riley County in our feature game on FM 95.5. Washington County boys face Centralia at 7:30. In the early game, Little River plays Clifton Clyde. Class 1A boys at Marysville as St. John's Tipton, squaring off with Gossel at 6, and Frankfort boys meet Valley Falls at 7:30. Again tonight at 7:30, it's MHS live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and Washington County Centralia live on FM 95.5. Friday night basketball tip-offs in sub-state semifinals. Class 2A, Valley Heights boys take on Jeff County North at 6 in Horton, with McClouth and Riverside following. Class 1A girls, Hanover tips off versus Little River at Riley County, with Clifton Clyde Burlingame following. Class 1A girls at Marysville Friday at 6, Centralia plays St. John's Tipton, and Frankfort meets Rural Vista at 7:30. Live broadcast Friday with a doubleheader on KDY FM 95.5. Hanover girls tip off at 6, followed by the Frankfort girls at 7:30.
Animals just seem to know when the weather is about to change. We examine the science behind the weather lore on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to 4 levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 5th, the 65th day of the year. The pre-revolutionary dust-up between colonists and redcoats known as the Boston Massacre occurred on this day 250 years ago. For centuries, people have noticed that animals seem to sense impending changes in the weather. Cows come home, roosters crow at night, pigs collect leaves, and birds and frogs make more noise than usual. Do they know something we don't? Not really, but they may be more perceptive. Those creatures are more sensitive to pressure changes or humidity than humans, and they are simply reacting to those signals. They're not better forecasters than anyone else. They're just better at paying attention. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your local forecast and more weather lore at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Shadows in the dark, and the memories keep on turning.